Joining us right now for a look at some happenings on Beacon Hill is State Representative Patrick Kearney. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me.
So first thing I wanted to talk to you about, of course, there's a recently passed infrastructure bill. Some money will be heading to Massachusetts. What's that going to mean for the South Shore, do you think?
I think it's exciting for the whole country. You know, there's been a lot of discussion about Build Back Better. You know, there's been a very national debate about what the figures should be. And as we know, there's a lot of money in there for marine port development, water and sewer infrastructure, and there's a lot of needs for that on the South Shore, as well as some of the funding needs for seawalls and coastal resiliency as we continue to combat the increasing threat of climate change. I'm glad that Congress was able to get that bill passed, and I'm looking forward to appropriating that money on the state level and get it to local municipalities.
Now, what about these remaining ARPA funds?
Well, last week, or 2 weeks ago, the House took up a $3.5 billion spending bill. We included some local earmarks, brought it to $3.8 billion. The Senate is taking that up this week. I know amendments were due yesterday at 11 on the Senate side. So I'm sure that that bill, when in its entirety, will probably finish up around $4 billion. And then we have another half of the ARPA spending bill that we're looking to be doing in the future. So this is the first half of the ARPA spending. We're excited about the investments that we've made to help small businesses replenish the unemployment fund. There's $150 million in there for supportive housing. There's a lot of local earmarks as well for Marshfield and Scituate. So it's exciting. We've passed the first half. With the infrastructure bill in the second half, there will be more to come, and we're looking forward to talking with individuals, residents, asking them what their needs are, and hopefully making critical investments into those needs.
And also, I wanted to get your quick thoughts on this. The redistricting maps have been released, proposed at least. What are your thoughts on them?
I think that Chair Moran did a very good job at redistricting. We've created 34 minority majority districts in Massachusetts. There are four new minority majority districts. We are increasing representation for those that have not historically had a voice in government. A lot of the voter rights advocacy groups are very happy with the maps that have been made, and I'm very proud of the work that Chair Moran and the redistricting committee has done with the census.
All right, well, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Dan, thanks so much for having me.